a little bit of old and a lot of new. The idea of having a window display contest has been around, and it's been done in the past in very small, you know, increments. Urban Sites, which is a property management company down and over the Rhine, had sort of spearheaded this idea many years ago. And after participating, and we thought it was a great idea to maybe bring in more organizations to support it, particularly this holiday season, as the neighborhood, you know, has really grown exponentially. The number of residents that have chosen to call for the Rhine home, the number of businesses that have located there, the number of buildings being rehabilitated have all increased and created this atmosphere that it's the perfect time to really expand on this idea. So we decided to make it a more formal competition to celebrate the neighborhood, celebrate its history, and sort of create some new traditions while we're at it.
How many businesses and nonprofits and residents will be involved?
We'll see. Registration just kicked off about a week or so ago, and they're coming in pretty steadily, residents on all floors. So residents who live on the second, third, and fourth floors of some of these beautiful historic buildings are signing up to participate. First floor commercial and first floor nonprofits are also eligible. We estimate we'll probably have between 50 and 100 participants join in this. So it'll really light up this area of Over the Rhine.
And there are several different categories. How will the displays be judged?
We'll have a group of celebrity judges that include those who are artists, architects, neighborhood residents, maybe some political input as well. And we'll award prizes in one of three categories: for the best resident display, for the best commercial business display, and for the best nonprofit display.
How do you think this event can change people's perception of the Over the Rhine area? It's really growing.
Well, the piece of it that we're all really excited about is it will get folks out on the street walking through the neighborhood and experiencing the neighborhood in a way you can't when you drive through in a car, or maybe the way you don't when you just stop down to buy something or have dinner. You're going to walk through this beautiful, very walkable, dense neighborhood that'll be very lit up. So we hope, you know, it'll really encourage a lot of folks who maybe haven't had a chance to come down and experience the neighborhood and sort of the revival it's going through right now. There's plenty of places to stop in for, you know, something to drink or eat or to get warm, as you're walking through as well.
When does the event kick off, and what's the best way for people to see it?
Our kickoff is on Final Friday, November 30th, and the actual competition will run December 1st through 7th. So between 5:30 and 10 p.m., any participant will be required to have their windows aglow for those 7 nights of light. If you go to our website, you'll be able to find some suggested walking paths and places that you could begin your walk to see contestants, and we'll list all the contestants up on our site as well.
Sounds like a great way to spend a holiday evening. You can find out how to get more information about OTR Aglow on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Sean Riney, thank you. Happy holidays.
Same to you.